This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 381 and 3 quarters, up 8 and 3 quarters. March, 379, up 3 and 3 quarters. May, 384 and a quarter, up 4. January soybeans, 874 and a quarter, up 3 and a half. March, 876, up 2 and a quarter. May, 882, up 2. December wheat, 487 and 3 quarters, up 5. March, 493 and a half, up 3. May, 499 and a quarter, up 3. December oats, 248 and a half, down 8. March, 232 and 3 quarters, up a quarter. December soybean meal, 277.80, up 5.60. January, 275.50, up 1.80. March, 277.60, up 2.10. December soybean oil, 31.30, up 22. January, 31.12, down 24. March, 31.37, down 23. It's time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended higher on Monday afternoon. Technical trading supported prices at the Board of Trade today, while traders are focused on whether the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain News quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 higher at 351 to 374. Soybean bids were up 3 cents at 839 to 866. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 361 to 380, while soybean bids were up 1 to 2 cents at 856 to 882. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 4 to 5 cents at 370 to 389, soybean bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 864 to 880, and wheat bids gained 3 cents on Monday at 393 to 439. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 6 higher at 882 to 891, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 8 to 17 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $269.50 to $285.50. That's up $1.80 per ton, with basis steady at 6 under to 10 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents stronger at 379 to 396, with basis unchanged range from option to 17 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 6 higher at 379 to 383, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at option to 4 over the March. Soybeans ended up 4 to 6 cents at 883 to 891, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 9 to 17 over the January. And new crop wheat prices were up 3 at 429 to 479, with basis steady ranging from 75 under to 25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 397 to 398. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 4 to 7 cents, with quotations at 905 to 906. Soft wheat closed up 3 to 4 cents at 419 to 469, and Milo end of the day 4 cents higher, ranging from 363 to 364. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 354 up to 366. January soybean bids range from 844 to 877. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 359 to 382, with the January soybean bids in a range of 856 to 874. And in southern Illinois on Monday, January corn bids range from 370 to 390. January soybean bids were at 861 to 880. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those wheat bids range from 453 up to 479. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 118.80, down 265. February, 123.72, down 252. April, 124.55, down 280. January feeder cattle, 147.62, down 450. March, 145.62, down 450. April, 146.57, down 450. December lean hogs, 55.55, down 45. February, 59.77, down 77. April, 64.12, down 57. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 94 cents lower in the range of $45.50 to $53, with a weighted average carcass price of $50.04. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a week steady with moderate to weak demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 8 to 15, 4 to 5 weights 10 to 17, 5 to 6 weights 11 to 18, and 6 weights and up 12 to 20. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $28 to $32. Receipts for Illinois hogs today, 12,305 head. And now for the recap from the bred cow auction at Greenville. From Saturday the 12th, they had receipts of 556 head. Starting with the bred cows, medium and large, second stage young, they brought 1,300 to 2,250. Medium and large, third stage young, were 1,250 to 2,200. Bred cows, large, third stage young, were 1,800 to 2,200. And then to the cow-calf pairs, medium and large one young were 1,300 to 2,025. Cow-calf pairs, medium and large ones, middle-aged, brought 1,350 to 2,000. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 115.50 to 119, and on a dress basis 183 to 185. Heifers on a live basis traded at 116.50 to 119, and on a dress basis 184 to 186. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 316 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $74.61, and that was 20 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $198.78, and that was $3.72 lower, with select carcasses at $186.73, that was 30 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000. That compared to 110,000 last week and 111,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 441,000. That compared to 438,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. Now for Hamilton's Madison County hay auction, they had receipts of 908 bales, starting with the alfalfa small squares. They were 450 to 560 a bale, and large squares were 63. Alfalfa grass mix premium quality small squares were $9.30 to $11 a bale. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality large squares brought $75, and mixed grass good quality small squares $4.60, and the large rounds were $45. Wheat straw good quality small squares $4.80 to $5 a bale. And that concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Aviation Administration yesterday announced a streamlined and user-friendly web-based aircraft registration process for owners of small unmanned aircraft weighing more than 0.55 pounds and less than 55 pounds, including payloads such as onboard cameras. Registration is a statutory requirement that applies to all aircraft. Under the rule, any owner of a small unmanned aerial system who has previously operated an unmanned aircraft exclusively as a model aircraft prior to December 21st must register no later than February 19th of 2016. Owners of any other UAS purchased for use as a model aircraft after December 21st must register before the first flight outdoors. Owners may use either the paper-based process or the new streamlined web-based system. Owners using the web-based system must be at least 13 years old to register. The normal registration fee is $5, but in an effort to encourage as many people as possible, the FAA is waiving the fee for the first 30 days from December 21st to January 20th. The online registration system does not yet support registration of small unmanned aerial systems used for any purpose other than hobby or recreation. So, for example, using an unmanned aircraft in connection with the business is not yet able to be registered. The FAA is developing enhancements that will allow such online registrations by the spring of 2016. You can find more information about the rule online at www.faa.gov. Next, we'll hear from Mike Hamilton with an overview of the Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction that took place on Saturday. The auctions take place every Saturday through mid-April.
We had some really nice hay, but we were a little light on offerings. We ended up with 550 small squares. We had 70 bales of good alfalfa from 450 to 560 a bale. We ended up with 75 bales of super nice alfalfa grass, and it was in a price range from $9.30 a bale to the top $11 a bale. I ended up with 325 bales of just mixed grass from 320 to 460, and then we had 80 bales of straw from 480 to $5. In the round bales, we seem to be getting a lot of them in. Ended up with 215. It was mainly just a mixed grass in a price range from 21 to the top of $45 a bale. Then in the 3x3s, we ended up with 150 bales of mainly alfalfa. We had some first crop, real nice alfalfa, at $63 a bale. We ended up with 63 bales of alfalfa orchard grass mixed at $75. Then we had 3x3s of straw at $36 per bale. Just want to mention that we'll be open this weekend and then we'll be closed over the Christmas holiday.
Once again, Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. If you have questions or would like more information, you can call Mike at 618-410-4293. I recently had a chance to talk with Joyce Vickery, the nutrition educator with the St. Louis Dairy Council. She reminded me that cheese is a healthy snack, and she explained how it's made.
Cheese is made from milk. And because of that, it has all the same wonderful vitamins and minerals that we would normally get from milk, especially things like calcium and protein. So essentially, we start with milk, and the difference in the manufacturing and the aging process used to produce the cheese will change the variety in that. So cheese essentially is made by curdling milk, and you would stir and heat the curd. You drain off the whey, you collect and press the curd, and in some cases there is a ripening process, and that is responsible for the characteristics of many different types of cheeses. And there are different ripening agents that are used. It could be things like rennet or lactate cultures, mold, or yeast. And the other thing I will point out that I think is kind of an interesting fact, it takes about 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese. So it's really nutrient dense as far as the nutrition that we get from cheese.
Joyce went on to explain the process of curdling the milk.
Usually what happens is that technically milk is made up of a couple different proteins, casein and whey. So what we're doing, we're adding an agent that will separate the two. In many cases, it's something like rennet, or oftentimes it's, like I mentioned, a lactic acid culture. And so when we introduce that, it will separate the curds from the whey. Oftentimes that's also part of a heating process. So you will be left with the curd, and that kind of looks like, if you could imagine, cottage cheese. And then the whey is the liquid portion. And, again, good news is that they're both great sources of protein, and we can use the curds to make cheese, and we use the whey for different things.
There are several types of cheeses, and they all qualify under a certain category: soft fresh, soft ripened, hard, and several others.
There are about 300 different types of domestically produced cheeses. So you can imagine there are many choices out there. The good news is there really is a cheese for everyone. Really, they can be classified into 8 different categories of cheeses. So we have things like the soft and the semi-soft cheese, fresh cheese. Then we have examples of those. I guess I should let you know. Things like feta would fall into this category, as well as mascarpone. Then we have soft ripened cheeses, and these include cheeses like brie and camembert. Brie is one of my favorites. It is lovely and creamy and delicious. There are blue vein cheeses, so blue Stilton Gorgonzola would fall into this category. And then we have the hard and semi-hard cheeses, things like Gouda would be an example. Wonderful sweet buttery cheese. Parmesan falls into this category, and then also cheddar cheese would also fall into this category.
Joyce also reminded us that cheese contains essential nutrients our bodies need to stay healthy.
Protein is something certainly we need every day because it provides our body with the building materials to build and repair body tissue. Calcium is important for a strong and healthy bones. Then we have things like potassium and the B vitamins. And, you know, all of these are essential nutrients that our body needs each day to stay healthy.
Once again, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Vickery. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.